it out. Oh, God. It turned it off. No. I told you that I was sleeping in today. I needed extra beauty sleep. No, that Lamia lives. It's 2 caves down. Said I had nice teeth. That I could be a model. Oh. Who are you? You're not my sister. I thought she came to wake me up. Put the light out anyways. Don't you know bats have crap eyes? You don't need it in here. No. See? You can see everything, can't you? There's like these glowworms at the top. I don't really need them to see, but... Anyways, why are you in my house? Well, about as housey as it's getting. It is just a cave, after all. Lost. That makes sense. So, if you don't mind, could I touch you a little? Just to figure out what you are. Let's see. You feel like you've got a cute nose. Oh, sharp jawline. I like that. Are you a human? No. You couldn't possibly be. Let me check for a tail. Oh, no. No tail. Wings, maybe. Oh. Maybe... Well, if that's the case, you really are lost, aren't you? Oh. Yeah. I sort of wanted to get into modeling, I guess. It is what it is. I really could have used that rest, but... I can totally help you find wherever you need to go. Of course. But it'll cost you. Well, you ruined my beauty sleep, and I'll probably be late for my appointment. Not sure. Well... Dinner? Breakfast? Well, it is quite late, but I suppose I'm on the opposite schedule to you. Maybe night, but I only just woke up. Breakfast, dinner. Eat with me? Right this way. Oh. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, what a precarious position, though. You're quite a comfy seat, you know. I I don't mean it in any weird way. Maybe. Come on. I know you want me. Oh. Oh my. Well, it looks like you really do. I may be half blind, but I can feel that you are, excited. No need to get embarrassed. I imagine you can't help it with the, adorable girl like me sitting on top of you, straddling you. I don't have to be at my appointment till much later. Maybe you should, stick around for a little while. What do you say? Shh. If you're unsure, you don't have to talk. Just let me convince you, yeah? Yeah, good. Now then. And just when I thought it couldn't get any bigger. You're full of surprises, aren't you? I suppose this is the part where any other person would say, "Oh, let me see it." But I suppose that's just a bad joke. How about this? Let me taste it. Yeah? How does that sound? Let's get these off. Why does it have to be so... Sure. You can do it. Since you suddenly seem so eager. Go on. There we go. Wow. Two hands. I mean, I know they're small and all, but... Oh, what a cute noise. You don't have to hold back your voice. I'm not judging at all. In fact, being visually impaired and all, I prefer a little noise. Now... Where are we? Well, that's right. Your dick in my mouth. Mm. Is that good? Good. You could have at least given me a little warning, you know. Rude. No. I'm not mad at all. Me? No, it's fine. You don't need to worry about... You can touch me if you want to. I suppose I can't really complain. It's, not that I didn't want you to do anything for me. I suppose it's more that I wasn't expecting it. Not a skirt. I know I'm wet. You don't have to point it out. Maybe not there. It's sensitive. Did you hear that? Stop for a second. Did you hear that? I hope it's not my neighbor coming to check on me. I think they're gone. they come back. Okay. We'll be quiet then. What are you doing? Don't put them inside. No, let me flip over. It feels better that way. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He's both. Both of them. Oh, fuck. Oh. You hear that, right? Oh, he's totally coming. Hand me my shirt and my underwear. Hey, what are you doing? Give those back. Oh, that's not fair. You know my legs aren't working properly right now. You little panty thief. Fine. Keep them. I hope you jerk off with them, weirdo. Now help me up. I've got places to be.